Mike is a student now. He studies at a college. He studies Chinese. Mike lives at the dorms. He lives next door to Hiroshi's. Mike is in his room now. He takes the telephone and calls his friend Ri. Hello, Ri answers the call.
Hello, Ri.
It is Mike here. How are you? Mike says.
Hello, Mike.
I am fine. Thanks. And how are you? Ri answers.
I am fine too.
Thanks. I will go for a walk. What are your plans for today? Mike says.
My sister Li asks me to take her to the zoo.
I will take her there now.
Let us go together, Ri says.
Okay. I will go with you. Where will we meet? Mike asks.
Let us meet at the bus stop hospital.
And ask Hiroshi to come with us too, Ri says.
Okay.
Bye, Mike answers. See you. Bye, Ri says. Then Mike goes to Hiroshi's room. Hiroshi is in his room.
Hello, Mike says.
Oh, hello, Mike. Come in, please, Hiroshi says. Mike comes in.
Ri, his sister and I will go to the zoo.
Will you go together with us? Mike asks.
Of course, I will go too, Hiroshi says.
Mike and Hiroshi drive to the bus stop hospital. They see Ri and his sister Li there. Ri's sister is only 5 years old. She is a little girl and she is full of energy. She likes animals very much. But Li thinks that animals are toys. The animals run away from her because she bothers them very much. She can pull tail or ear, hit with a hand or with a toy. Li has a dog and a cat at home. When Li is at home, the dog is under a bed and the cat sits on the bookcase. So she cannot get them. Li, Ri, Mike and Hiroshi come into the zoo. There are many animals in the zoo. Li is very happy. She runs to the lion and to the tiger. She hits the zebra with her doll. She pulls the tail of a monkey so strong that all the monkeys run away crying. Then Li sees a kangaroo. The kangaroo drinks water from a pail. Li smiles and comes to the kangaroo very quietly. And then, "Hey, kangaroo!" Li cries and pulls its tail. The kangaroo looks at Li with wide open eyes. It jumps in surprise so that the pail with water flies up and falls on Li. Water runs down her hair, her face and her dress. Li is all wet. "You are a bad kangaroo. Bad," she cries. Some people smile and some people say, "Poor girl." Ri takes Li home. "You must not bother the animals," Ri says and gives an ice cream to her. Li eats the ice cream.
"Okay.
I will not play with very big and angry animals," Li thinks. "I will play with little animals only." She is happy again.